The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. On the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we express our condolences to all brothers and sisters.
Tears stream and voices
Today, Wednesday, is the 21st of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we listen to verse Al-Mubahila, And then we go to our topic and we learn more about Hazrat Ali's status and, of course, his martyrdom. Chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, "Come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
On the day of Mubahala, the Prophet and the Najran Christians agreed to curse one another until Allah punished those who were on the wrong path. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, took Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, with him. When the Christians saw that he was so confident in his success that he had only brought his closest relatives, they grew apprehensive and accepted to pay the jizya instead of going through with the challenge. In the verse, Ali is mentioned the soul of the Prophet.
His last salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, O Haydar. We all shall miss you. After heroes from Sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, O Haydar. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
We listen about Hazrat Ali's martyrdom as blood oozed down profusely from the forehead of Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, where he was struck with a poison-dipped sword during the Fajr prayer inside the historic Masjid Kufa. His prophetic words spoken immediately thereafter will be remembered for all times to come. Fustu wa Rabb al-Kaaba, I swear upon the Lord of Kaaba, I have succeeded. These words pronounced Hazrat Ali as his sons and companions scrambled to bring him relief following his fatal injury. To onlookers, it was immediately clear that Hazrat Ali could not survive the fatal wounds. And so came the end of the powerful life of an iconic figure, revered by many as the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad and the husband of Lady Fatima. The remembrance of the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali to this day, almost 140 years after his departure, bears testimony to his enduring influence for all times to come.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A number of Quranic verses are revealed about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his virtues. Ibn Abbas is reported to have said that the amount of Quranic verses that were revealed about Ali alayhi salam is more than those revealed about any other companion. Ibn Abbas also reported that the Prophet said, God revealed no verse beginning with the expression, O you believe, but Ali is the head and the commander of those who, and commander of those believers. Some scholars have counted more than 300 verses praising Imam Ali alayhi salam. Among the Imam's virtues in the Quran are famous verses of the Holy Quran, the verse of Wilaya, the verse of Sail, the verse of proclamation, the verse of perfection, and many other verses that are about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The first and famous verse is the verse of Wilaya, which speaks of the Wilaya of God, the Prophet, and those believers who establish prayers and pay zakat while in ruku', according to Shia and Sunni commentators. This verse was revealed when Imam Ali alayhi salam gave his ring while he was in a state of ruku', in his prayer to a poor man. The second is the Sail verse, the verse of Sail that praises those who are ready to sacrifice their lives, seeking Allah's pleasure, according to the Mu'tazalite scholar Ibn Abdul Hadid. All commentators believe that this verse was revealed on the occasion of Laylatul Mabit, when the polytheist planned to invade the Prophet's house and murdered him. On that night, in order to preserve the Prophet's life, Imam Ali alayhi salam slept where the Prophet used to sleep. The next verse that I want to refer to is the proclamation verse, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Prophet to deliver a message to people and declares that if he does not deliver the message, he has failed to accomplish this mission. Shia and Sunni commentators have reported that this verse was revealed when the Prophet was returning from his last pilgrimage and on the occasion of Ghadir. And the last verse that I want to refer to in this show, though there are too many other verses that we have to discuss and talk about, is the verse of perfection. The perfection verse speaks of the perfection of Islam on a specific day, based on historical reports and hadith. And hadith, Shia commentators have argued that this day was the day of Ghadir, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed that Ali alayhi salam would be the leader of the Muslims, of the Muslim community after him, and thus Islam was perfected by the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among the real followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this world and the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة، يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله عليا. أنه يقرأ القرآن
Imam Ali's last words. As Imam Ali lay severely wounded at his home in Kufa after a lethal head injury from an early morning attack on 19th of Ramadan in the 40th year of Hijrah, his promise to spread knowledge till his last breath remained intact. Surrounded by his closest family member, Hazrat Ali, in one of his last wills said, "Until yesterday, I was your emir, your leader. Today, I'm only an object from whom you can take lessons and warnings, and tomorrow I shall part company with you." These final guidelines, along with numerous others, remain preserved as Muslims worldwide commemorated the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali on the 21st of Ramadan. Born inside the Kaaba and martyred in the historic Kufa Mosque in southern Iraq, Hazrat Ali's life remains a widely acknowledged source of knowledge, inspiration, and the enlightenment. Salam and Allah's blessings be upon his soul.
Tears stream and voices hum. Don't go, Ali, please come. Don't go, Ali, please come. I raise my hands and pray. I wanted you to stay. I wanted you to stay.
The Path of Eloquence. Some of Imam Ali's words of the wisdom have been preserved and gathered in a collection known as the Path of Eloquence, or Nahjul Balagha. An excerpt of Imam Ali's words teaches us a lifelong lesson on how to deal with others, especially if we find ourselves in a position of authority. In a letter to Malik al-Ashtarg, the governor of Egypt, Imam Ali wrote the following. Remember, Malik, that amongst your subjects there are two kinds of people. Those who have the same religion as you have, they are brothers to you. And those who have religions other than yours, they are human beings like you. Men of either category suffer from the same weaknesses and disabilities than human beings are inclined to. They commit sins, indulge in vices either intentionally or foolishly and unintentionally, without realizing the enormity of their deeds.
He was lying on his deathbed after being struck by the sword of Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam la'natullahi alayhi. And he was in pain. Habib ibn Amr says, I came to visit Amir al-Mu'mineen. I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, show me your wound. He showed me the wound. I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will be healed. قال لا يبن حبدا يبن عمر. He said, not from this one. I'm going to meet my Lord shortly. I'm not going to be saved from this one. And he was sitting there on his deathbed, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling his sons and his children, telling them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my khalifati alaykum, hujjati alaykum. Allah is my proof on you. So take care of the Muslims, take care of yourselves after my death. It is said, at that moment, Zainab alayhi salam came to see Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. She said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O father, I want to ask you a question. He said, what is it, Ya Zainab? She said, I heard a hadith from Umm Ayman, the Prophet's wife, about Karbala. Is it true? I want to hear it from you. He looked at her and then he started shedding his tears. Qala, yes, Ya Zainab, it is true. What she didn't tell you is that you will be brought here to Kufa as a prisoner, Ya Zainab. And you will have no supporter in this city. You will be all alone, shedding his tears for Zainab salamullahi alayha. Then all the family of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they gathered around him. Then they brought him some milk. He drank some milk. And then he told Imam al-Hasan, did you feed Abdul Rahman? Go feed him from this milk. Amir al-Mu'mineen is telling Imam al-Hasan to take care of his murderer. I say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are your lovers. We are your Shia. We are here so that you take care of us. Remember us on the day of Mahshar. Remember us on the day when we are in the Qabr all alone. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. We are the orphans. We are your orphans, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then the family gathered around Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. At this time, Ya Shia'ata Amir al-Mu'mineen. They were all weeping and crying. Amir al-Mu'mineen turned to them and said, don't weep and cry. Here I am seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And here is your mother Fatima. And here is your grandmother Khadija. And they're all surrounded by the angels telling me, come ya Ali, come ya Ali. We are waiting for you. So don't shed your tears, for I am going to Jannah. I'm going to see my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. them. Then he said, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein, take care of the affairs after me. Then he stretched his arms and he stretched his legs and he said, Bismillah, wa billah, wa ala millati Rasulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Today is the anniversary of Imam Ali's martyrdom. We express our condolences to all Muslims all around the world, especially Shia Muslims.
Food for thought. Salam everybody and heartfelt condolences to you all on the tragic 21st of Ramadan, the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace upon him, the divinely decreed vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here is part of his last will to all family members, friends, and followers. My advice to you is to be conscious of Allah and steadfast in your religion. Do not yearn for the world and do not be seduced by it. Do not resent anything you have missed in it. Proclaim the truth. Work for the next world, oppose the oppressor, and support the oppressed.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a very beautiful hadith about Laylatul Qadr, narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, a very beautiful and spiritually opportune time, a time for repentance, a time for turning back towards Allah. It is, as you know, it is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. There's a lot of good things we can say about this month. As you know, we're in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and these 10 days are very special, very important. And the nights, specifically these last 10 nights of Ramadan, are very important. Because, as you know, there is a great probability that one of these nights is the night of ordainment, the night of Qadr. As you know, the night of Qadr is the night in which the destiny of a human being, his fate, everything that will occur for him throughout the rest of the year, in the subsequent year, it is determined by a person himself, obviously, in this night. I mean, what this person does in this night, you know, it determines how his outcome, what's going to happen to him throughout the year. So it's important for us to be careful not to sin in this night, to spend our night in the worship of Allah, worshiping Allah, remembering Allah, asking for His forgiveness for what we did in the previous night, in the previous days of the year, and also asking Him for the best outcome throughout the rest of the year. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people want to know which one of the nights specifically is the night of Qadr in these nights. Is it the 23rd, the 21st, or the 19th? According to this hadith, these three nights have a special relationship with one another. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the destiny of a person is designed on the 19th night. It is affirmed on the 21st. And then on the 23rd, it is finally approved. So you can almost imagine it like, you know, just like a plan, you know, that once, or a law that, you know, like how a law is actually finally approved, right? It's kind of, first of all, it's set out, it's designed, and then it goes through a process in which it is, you know, approved. And this process that it goes through, the same thing happens for, you know, our yearly destiny. You know, in the first night of Qadr, you know, it is kind of planned out. At-taqdiru fi laylati tis'a ashar wal-ibramu fi laylati ihda wa ishreen wal-imdha'u fi laylati salasa wa ishreen. It's finally approved and signed, the literal world is imdha, on the 23rd. Right, so there's still a chance, you know, if the first nights of Qadr, if we haven't had the chance to kind of worship Allah and do ibadat, we can still change that destiny for the subsequent year and these other nights until it's finally signed and approved. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the nights of Qadr in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, and also brother Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you? And welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Hussein, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay, you're very welcome. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum salam, sir.
How are you with fasting?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. How about Hassan Nasrullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. So today, inshallah, as you know, we will be talking about Ayah 62 and Ayah 63 of Surah Ali Imran on page 58, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's everybody listen to the recitation and then inshallah we'll get back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna hadha lahuwal qasasul haqq wa ma min ilahin illa Allah wa inna Allah lahuwal azizul hakim. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. We really loved it. Brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran, turn to page 58. And if you don't have your Quran, please go get your Quran, inshallah. Page 58, Ayah 62 and 63 of Surah Ali Imran. Yes, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Okay. Now what should we do? We'll go and practice the recitation once, okay? Then, inshallah, a short explanation, then the tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن هذا لهو القصص الحق.
إن هذا لهو القصص الحق.
وما من إله إلا الله.
وما من إله إلا الله.
وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ.
أحسن. So, mashallah, inshallah, we'll go through the tajweed rules, then we'll learn how to read it the best way with tajweed rules, okay? In this ayah, in these two verses, Allah Almighty continues the adventure or the occasion of the coming of the delegations from Najran, the Christian delegations from Najran to Medina, and arguing with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes? So Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقُّ. This is indeed the true account for sure. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no God but Allah. Which denies the Christian beliefs, okay? That Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, or sometimes they think like he's the God. This is a wrong belief. وَلَا تَقُولُ ثَالِثٌ ثَلَاثَةٌ. We have in the ayat of the Quran, okay? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And indeed, Allah Almighty is the Almighty and the All-Wise. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, O Prophet, but if they turn away, if they didn't accept this, okay? If they didn't accept your words, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. Indeed, Allah Almighty knows best the agents of the corruption, those who are corruptors. So this ayah continues the discussion that we had, okay? inshallah. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to about the previous verses. If you were not with us in the previous sessions, you can listen also to our sessions, inshallah, brothers and sisters who are listening right now to IRIB English Radio. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, we had discussions about this, yes?
Yes.
And we finally concluded that the right belief is what Islam says, what Allah Almighty says, and إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقُّ, right?
Yes.
Yeah, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So this is our belief, that there is no God but Allah Almighty, and He is the only creator, He is the Almighty, He is the All-Wise. Tawheed says this, yes?
Yes.
And we don't have like polytheism. Polytheism is shirk, and that's wrong. Okay? Wrong belief. There is one God. So in Islamic beliefs, we have a lot of good discussions on this, a lot of arguments, a lot of Q&As, okay, questions and answers we have. You can refer to the books, to the studies, inshallah, and master your beliefs, okay? Strengthen your beliefs.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ اسم ربك الذي خلق.
Let's go and talk about the very important tajweed rules, and inshallah we'll have a practice as well if we got time. The first important tajweed rule, Hassan, what do you think? It should be
pronunciation
of the letters, of course, for in every session we mention this because it is very important, okay?
Yes.
Inna hadha hamza ha dhal qaf sad ha, right? Ha ayn. These letters are important. You have to pay attention to them, okay? Beside other letters, these are more important because they might be mispronounced. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
So, let's go to the next important rule. In the noon mushaddad, we had in tajweed, we had rules, yes?
Yeah.
That if noon has a tashdeed or meem has a tashdeed on the top, you have to prolong the sound for
two
beats or two counts, and also produce
a nasal
sound, ghunna sound. Read it, Ali Nasir, how do you say?
Inna.
Ahsan. Inna. The sound comes from your nose more, yes?
Yes.
Inna. Your nose vibrates a bit. I feel it. Inna. It vibrates. Okay. Inna hadha. Both have a sound, yes? Light a sound. Inna hadha. Lahu wal qasasul haqq. Qasasul haqq. All of them should be pronounced with heavy sounds, yes? Qa, sa, sul. Not qa, sa, sul, no. Qa, sa, sul, haqqa, haqqa. Uh-huh. Qalqala, yes? Haqqa.
Yes.
Strong qalqala. Strong qalqala. So, Jim tells you what? Huh? There is a tiny jim on the top.
It's jais to stop.
It's jais to stop or
continue
which yes. tells you an optional stoppage.
Yes.
Yes? You can continue if you want, you can stop. مَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ. مَا has two meanings here. It can have two meanings. It depends on how you read it. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ. If you read this way, it means it has an explanation way, okay? Like, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ. That God that you say, for example, the إله, okay? But if you say, وَمَا, write this way, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ, it gives a negative meaning. It means there is no. مَا means no, okay? مَا also means that. مَا means no, okay? It has that meaning. So, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, which says, there is no Lord, there is no God but Allah. So min ilahin. We got many rules about nun sakin and tanween in tajweed, right? Four different rules are there. Can you name them, Hassan? The rules of tanween and nun sakin.
Idgham.
Ikhfa.
Izhar.
Izhar.
And
let Hussein say this. What's that one? Ikhfa, Izhar, Idgham. Iqlab. So, now Ali Nasir will tell us which one of these rules is applied here. Min ilah. Nun sakin plus hamza.
Yeah, we have two iqlab here.
Two iqlab we have here? Are you sure?
No.
Uh-huh.
We have two idhar.
Idhar. Good job. Idhar. So, where?
First one is min ilah.
Uh-huh.
We normally read the min.
Uh-huh. The noon is normally pronounced.
Yeah.
No changes, no hiding, no merging. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Min ilah. And ilahin has tanween. So the rule of tanween is the same as the rule of nun sakin.
Yes.
So here as well. After tanween we have hamza. The same thing, idhar. Wa ma min ilahin illallah. Right?
Yes.
So Hussein tell us. Ilah has an alif. The word Allah comes after it. And the word Allah has a hamzatul wasl with it. So when you skip hamzatul wasl, for sure you have to skip hamzatul wasl, right?
Yes.
So what else do you do? Hamzatul wasl skip. Illah has an alif mad.
We'll connect illah to Allah.
Uh-huh. And two things happen here. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped.
Yes.
The mad in natural mad, the long vowel in illah as well will be skipped. Illallah, not illallah.
Yes.
Right? You do not prolong it for two beats, just for one beat. Illallah. And by the way, there is a fatha, right? Illah has a fatha. And the word Allah, which is preceded by a fatha, the letter lam is pronounced with a heavy sound. Illallah. Right?
Yes.
Again, jim is one of the signs of stopping, tells you it's optional. So to stop or continue. Wa inna Allah, again the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. Wa inna Allah lahuwal azizul hakim. Whatever you stretch the sound here, whatever you prolong the sound, hakim. Is this a special rule?
Yes.
What is it called?
Mad al-arid.
Mad al-arid lis-sukun, yeah. The mad which you stretch because of stopping here, and it's something optional. Good. Next ayah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا Hussein will tell us about Nun Sakin, which is followed by the letter Ta. Hassan, will you say or Hussein?
Hussein
will say. Okay, Hussein, tell us. Nun Sakin is followed by a Ta. Ta is from the rest of the letters.
Yes.
What rule is applied Ikhfa. Here? Ikhfa. So what does it mean?
Means hide.
Hide the sound. Yeah, Nun is hidden. Yes. So hidden Nun sound. فَإِن Right? فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ Ali Nasir tell us, and let's finish this session. عَلِيمٌ تَنْوِين بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ starts with the letter ba. So تَنْوِين is followed by the letter ba. Ba is from iqlab letters. Oh, I said that.
No, it's not iqlab.
Ba.
It's ikhfa.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But Hussein says it's not ikhfa, it's iqlab. You change the sound of tanween into a hidden meme sound. Alimun bil mufsidin. Am I right?
But that was for noon sakin. It is
meme doesn't sound. Matter. Noon sakin and tanween both have the same rules.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. He was kidding, okay? He knew. He just wanted to. yeah. So that's all, brothers and sisters, from us for today. We just mentioned the Tajweed rules, and we ask you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information about these two verses. They didn't have much explanation, actually. But, of course, if you refer to the Tafasir books, you will find a lot about them. So, we'll be here, inshallah, with you in the coming sessions, okay? Practice the recitation, listen to the audio, and the Tajweed rules that we mentioned. So, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, if you have any questions, anything to say.
No,
we just have one thing to say, I think, that We ask our brothers and sisters to include us in your du'as, in their du'as, inshallah, in the holy month of Ramadan. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Make du'a for IRIB English Radio as well. And Sevilla International Schools, okay? Inshallah. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bi dhikrika 'asha qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were talking about this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. My master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you, it benumbs the pain of fear that torments me. Regarding this part of the supplication, dear brothers and sisters, we have talked about the reality of remembrance. As you may have been previously with us, we have mentioned that peace of mind lies only in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, because it is what the Holy Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. So when we say, يَا مَوْلَيْ بِذِكْرِكَ عَيْشَ قَلْبِي, this is exactly the exemplified version of that verse of the Holy Quran. This is what we mean when we say that most of the interpretations of the verses of the Holy Quran are reflected through the supplications of the infallibles. يَا مَوْلَيْ بِذِكْرِكَ عَيْشَ قَلْبِي. In your remembrance, my heart takes delight. وَبِمُنَاجَاتِكَ بَرَّتُ أَلَمَ الْخَوْفِ عَنِّي. And with your prayers, I can benumb the pains of fear that torment me. In the previous episodes, dear listeners, we have mentioned that one important feature of the heart is that it can correctly grasp the truth. We mentioned the different reasons and instances, but the other feature of the human heart is that it can be a temporary abode of anything or anyone, and it can turn into a fair which is unknown to man. If he only reflects for a few minutes and take note of whatever enters his heart, he will see that the tumult taking place in his heart is real. It exists, sometimes in a short devotional act, for example, a two-cycle prayer, a two-raka'a prayer. The mind is preoccupied with many things. Man is astonished as soon as he comes to his senses. How could I ever think about this and that? My life, my car, my house, my children, my wife, anything, any challenges, any difficulties. This is not only in wakefulness, as it is also present in sleep. And in sleep, it is reflected as a dream.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So this is the second feature of the heart. It will be the temporary abode of anything, of any thought. And man is surprised to see all these things come and go out of the heart. But the value of the heart lies and depends on that which enters it. As such, it sometimes falls and becomes as valueless as garbage, and at other times, it so ascends that becomes the throne of the All-Beneficent, the throne of Rahman. قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ, one of the traditions says. The believer's heart is the throne of the All-Beneficent. Is the heart of a person who always thinks of wealth, livestock, and farm something other than garbage? Is the heart of the person who always thinks of this estate, that property, so-and-so house, trade, fraud, etc. Something other than a real estate agency. If we describe the heart of a person who is preoccupied with his car and with his house and other people's stuff, are we exaggerating? Of course, we do not intend to say that the heart of man must not think about these. Of course, these blessings are meant for the human beings, for the true mu'min to make the most of. He has to use them. It is the Almighty Allah who has created the heart to be thinking about this stuff as well. But the point is, are these things eternal? The true heart must think about everything that makes him eternal. So one time, he can think about his property, his livestock, his wealth, as something that can make him eternal, and this is even the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Thinking about this stuff that are for the Almighty Allah's pleasure, and on the other hand, sometimes you think about this stuff that are not related to your eternal life. And this is what we call as something which is garbage. So the heart can become the throne of the All-Beneficent. قلب المؤمن عرش الرحمن. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir Al-Sadr.
He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahrudi was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati,
there is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, "Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid."